everybody. Welcome to another episode 105 of Cracking the Spine. My name is Sean.
My name is Zane.
My name is Josh. We're on 105 again?
Again.
Again, forever.
Just check the links.
Is this what we do now when we're not really sure what episode
it is? Dick.
I've been planning that for like 2 days, you guys.
It was good. It was really good.
I can't believe you didn't see it coming.
I didn't.
I forgot that I did it already, honestly.
Well, welcome to being reminded, Zane.
Thank you.
Also, thank you for posting the podcast.
You're very welcome,
thanks
I
for
guess.
Feeding us.
You're welcome.
My favorite part is when Zane makes the food, and then the food goes in my mouth, and then I don't need food for a couple of hours.
That's three parts. You just named three things. You can't say three things.
Those are my three favorite things.
That's not what you said to start.
My favorite part is when Josh comes over early, and then he sits in the kitchen while I make dinner like a little kid.
I can't be trusted outside of the
kitchen.
That's
my favorite thing.
Do you tell him to get out of your way and like chase him?
He doesn't get in my way.
I'm good.
He like very consciously does not get in my way.
I'm a good boy.
Does he tell you about school and like all the problems he had with his friends?
Yes,
all
actually.
The problems I had with my friends.
Uh-huh.
That's actually very true. All right.
And I go, oh, sweetie.
that's true. She does.
Tomorrow will be better.
Oh, no.
And then I show up like an hour later, like, hey guys, here comes the cool older kid.
Yep.
Man, on my motorcycle I rode.
Pulling up in your Trans Am.
Yep.
Fucking Billy Squire playing.
Stroke!
Maybe it's Randy Rhodes someday. Sometimes it's Randy Rhodes.
Yeah. That's so me. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
What would be Sean's, what would be Sean's car? Like a Geo Storm?
What car?
Like his like
that's my movie.
His movie car. Like his like what would Sean show
Sean,
up?
Remember
Jeep Wrangler, man. Jeep Wrangler.
No,
Jeep
no.
Wrangler.
Remember that little blue car that you had?
The Nissan Frank?
The Ford like, Escort.
No. Like a million years ago.
They didn't have cars a million years ago.
It was like a light blue car.
I had two blue cars. One was a Dodge Omni. One was
the Omni.
Was it did you have a hatchback? Like a little blue hatchback?
That's Omni,
And that, is that what I'm remembering?
Yeah.
That's Omni's.
That's the car that I always picture you in.
I drove that into a giant puddle, and that was the end
that's
of it.
That's it. Yep. You can't drive those into things. Like, yeah. There's no... Dude, those cars.
What's Josh's car?
The Neon.
The Millennium
no,
Falcon.
No, I thought we were doing like in the movie... Of Cracking the Spine, the movie.
Yeah, which
like,
is coming
what
out
car do you
next
show up
summer.
In?
Josh's old Neon.
No way. Josh drives a what's the one that's like a truck in the front, but
El Camino.
Yeah, an El Camino. Josh drives an El Camino.
I take that as a compliment. El Camino's alright.
Or the Subaru El Camino, like the
oh the 80s,
the Justy.
Yeah, whatever those. I don't know what those were called, but
I can't picture Josh in one of those.
An El Camino.
Yeah.
It's like Randall Pink Floyd drives that in Days Confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what an El Camino is.
Yes,
I can't
we know
picture
you know.
You in
it
one.
Means the Camino.
In Spanish.
Well's
Italian.
Vagina.
Which is Spanish for the camera.
The Camino.
Little camera.
Little Camino.
Zane's driving a minivan in the movie.
Nah, I don't know. Zane would... what would Zane drive?
I'm pretty sure I just said a minivan. It's a minivan.
I don't think Zane could drive a minivan. You need to be, like, at least 5 feet tall to drive a minivan.
Actually, I'm
this
living proof that that's not
sucks.
True.
This game sucks!
You actually started this game?
It's Zane's fault.
Parker Brothers, so park it, mister.
Oh, Zane would drive the car from Monopoly!
Oh, the like, it's like a bow-tailed Auburn, that car, man.
Yeah, like a... Oh, and she'd have a racing gloves and a goggles.
She'd have the one from the Money Pit. The one that Tom Hanks drew in the Money Pit. It's like all rusted out and shit.
It's all fucked up. Oh, my God.
Nice. I'm driving a Tesla in this movie, by the way. Because it's built into the contract.
Has the podcast ever heard about the time you drove a Tesla?
I'm pretty sure that somewhere
oh
in the
God.
First 104
yes,
episodes.
Yes, they definitely heard about it.
It was at
I
Zane's
was going
wedding.
To say yes.
Don't let him tell that story.
And the most memorable thing of the day was he drove a Tesla. Zane got married. That didn't matter.
I didn't
actually, she didn't get
day.
Married that day.
No.
No one was invited to the day she got married. We
that's
just had to
true.
Show up and give her shit. For getting
you
married.
You also were mad at me because I wouldn't let you drive my car.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that did happen.
Because
you let some doctor drive it.
I let a doctor drive it.
You let a drunk doctor instead of your drunk friend.
I'd rather have a drunk doctor drive my car. If my drunk friend crashes my car, guess what my drunk friend's doing? Buying me a car. At least a tree didn't fall on
it. I never crashed your car that night.
No, no one drove drunk. We are totally not those.
That's actually true. No one drove drunk.
No one did drive. I don't think Al was drunk.
He so was. Anyway, Zane, what are you reading?
I wasn't drunk at the party.
No, he wasn't.
I think I finally decided to give up on Amberlow.
Yes! I love when Zane gives up on stuff because I also give up on everything.
I read like another 50 pages and I just...
That's sad.
I know.
It's sad to give up on books like some kind of quitter.
But
I'm just saying.
You told her to stop. You were like, just don't read it anymore.
But I haven't started. I want to read...
It also sounds like me to rub it in that she did.
I want to read the next Gentleman Bastards. But I'm waiting because I'm going on vacation in a couple of days.
Ooh.
And I have a plane ride and everything. So I haven't started it yet because I'm kind of saving it.
And I'm pretty sure you only read the first one, right?
Yes, okay. I've only read that. So I'm reading the second one, which is Red Skies.
Nope, Red Seas Under Red Skies. Red Seas,
that's it.
Yeah.
I knew it was Red
Skies. That sounds like a Thrice song.
I don't know what that is.
That's a joke some people who like Thrice might get.
I mean, I don't like Thrice, but I get the joke.
I don't know what Thrice is, so...
Elbow
you don't like Thrice? Fuck you, dude.
Wow.
I'm getting super shit on tonight.
I'm
doing nothing.
Welcome to the 105th episode of Back in the Spine, man.
Wait, did Zane say it was 105 or something? Is that why we're making fun of her?
She posted it wrong.
She posted it on Twitter as 105, and then she got called out.
Not by the same person, but on the same night that someone, I will check at the break, let people know how to find us again on iTunes.
Oh, I did see that. I did see that. I didn't see Zane's massive fuck up.
But it wasn't that bad.
I didn't see Zane's almost fireable offense.
No need to fire me. I might quit.
Well, we didn't start a Patreon yet, so.
Oh.
I like that joke because it wasn't directed at me.
Yeah!
This show is my paperback paradise. Anyway.
What am I reading? Oh, you know.
Good question.
I'm reading up on contract literature. Some lawyering. No, I'm
how to get my intellectual property to pay me off.
Nah, I'm not reading, seriously. I'm not reading anything.
Sean, what are you
reading? Oh, but I have to fly on an airplane, too, so I think I'm going to get the...
Wait, where are you going?
Going to London, bro.
What the farts?
I don't want to. I don't like airplanes. So I'm going to download the audiobook of Doodad McJones listen to it while I'm high as fuck in the sky. I thought we were downloading...
Of what?
Wise Man's Fear.
Thank you. Doodad McJones is not a thing.
I got it.
Yeah, everyone but the knows. Listeners might not off a snap finger and you guys making eye contact.
It's part of the game, baby. You gotta keep up.
Zane hates this game. She just said that.
So I'm gonna listen to Doodad McJones when I'm high as balls on an airplane for 7 fucking hours in the sky.
All right.
That's how long it is, right? 7 hours?
I don't know. I've never been to London.
You went
to
Spain. How long was Spain?
I was there for 2 weeks.
How long was the airplane?
It was flying? It was a 707, so it was probably
707. When did you go? Like 1907?
I don't know how long the airplane was. I didn't measure it.
How long was all right,
I don't know, it was a long time. I felt like I was on there. It felt like a long time.
Cool, that makes me feel better. Thanks a lot.
I can relate. Sean, what did you read?
I'm just about to give up on the Gone World. I feel like I'm gonna give up on
it. You just made fun of Zane.
Yeah.
Sean's like a superposition of himself. He's all things at once.
I was giving her an in to like give it back to me, but I feel like she's so numb.
I think we've beaten her
the Trump
down.
Administration.
It's definitely the Trump. It's just the Trump administration.
Hey, when Obama was president, you would fight me on shit on this show.
That's true. When Obama was president.
You'd spend the whole day like on Twitter like fighting everything.
That was many fights ago.
So I'm going to quit. I'm giving up.
Uh-huh.
Quitter.
Yep.
Throwing in the towel.
Wait, which one was that one? I don't remember.
It's the quantum time travel murder mystery.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember that.
And much like Zane just said about Amberlow, I feel like I've read another 50 pages and I still...
Oh, I actually did read another 50 pages.
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
You said that and I did.
Oh, I thought you were like... Okay.
No, no.
I thought you were using hyperbole.
No, 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 no. Quite literally, like you, I like... I was like, all right, I gotta like pour myself that's into the worst this book
feeling when
and figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, and honestly, it's not that it's confusing to me. It's just
not
I don't care about yep. anyone.
Yeah.
And it's not sucks. That like it's not one of those books where everybody is an anti-hero, so like there's no one to care about. There are actually right. several characters yeah. that I should care about.
That's bad.
I just don't.
That's not yeah. good.
I may actually skip to the end to see if it is going
skip
where I
to
think
the
it's
end.
Going.
Skip to the end.
And then next I'm going to reread rather. 1984 by George Orwell.
Oh, good. That'll make
oh,
you
yeah,
feel
that'll
better.
Put you in a really good mood.
I mean, why would you read it? You could just live it.
Well, I am.
I mean, we are, definitely, but...
But he wrote it way better than we're living it.
Yeah. Also, you can close the book. I can't close reality. Or can
you? Oh, my.
Well, you're about to fly to another country. You should see how they live over there.
I might just
their,
stay.
With all their chips and their fish.
I love fish and chips. Remember when I went through a crazy fish and chip?
I do remember that, yes.
I think I got mercury poisoning.
That would explain
fish.
A lot. Mm. I really thought you were going to say you love mercury.
You do love mercury.
That would have been funnier.
You do love that
actually,
brain damage.
I was actually musing on how much Josh loves fish, but yeah.
I do love fish. I can eat fish really fast. Did you ever see me eat salmon?
It's like a superpower.
I don't think I've ever seen you eat salmon.
Probably because I ate it so fast.
I think I have
oh!
seen you eat salmon.
It's fast, isn't it, Zane? I can't. Zane's in the way. I can't high-five you. Zane needs a bigger couch. When Zane's away, let's get her a better couch.
Yo, I'm down with that.
Let's just get her like a sidewalk couch.
Get one from London. Get one from London and bring it back.
All right, I'll do that.
Get a duty-free couch.
Do you guys have couches? I see you got the Toblerones. You got the couches?
I'll take a fifth of vodka, the Toblerone, and that three-piece sectional over there.
Does it have a hassock?
Not get me a goddamn sectional. God.
Wow. All right. Well, then, Jane's not getting the Toblerone.
Sounds like
no Toblerone for Zane.
Need some sectional.
Episode 108 of Cracking the Spine. I'm Zane.
I'm Sean.
Is that the real number? I'm Josh. I'm serious.
It
I don't
yes,
know
yes,
what it
is.
Is.
What did I say I was going to look up during the break? I said I was going to look something up.
Who on Twitter told us how to fix iTunes feed.
Correct. That is exactly
what I was
going to look
up. And did it work? Did we do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He definitely pulled it up while we were on the break.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It was Evan Midlowski, I think is how you pronounce it.
Okay.
He is at musical_design.
Thank you.
So you should go to his Twitter feed. What he said was, hold on a second. I had it before.
Where did
then,
you put it? What did you do?
Well, he stole my phone and tried to tell people that I was moving to Denver. And he said, what he said was, hey guys, not sure if you already figured this out, but I figured I'd share just in case someone else needed this info regarding iTunes. You don't show up on a search. And then all caps. However...
What?
If you add your podcast folder back to iTunes, the feed resets with new apps.
Okay.
So, do that.
Woo!
Huh?
Woo! It's not, like...
It's not perfect.
It's not a perfect
It's certainly
fix,
not what we're paying Podomatic to do for
but
us.
But it is like an interim... It's like a patch.
Yeah.
Oh. Like an eye patch?
Yeah, like an that, eye patch.
That I had to wear.
I wish that someone could get me a... figure out how to get my VCR to stop blinking 12 o'clock.
Okay.
That joke works in certain circles, guys.
I don't understand.
Just like your trice joke earlier.
My trice joke? Yeah!
Sure.
We'll play some trice on the magic machine. I don't want to say her name.
Don't say her name, because then she won't
She'll hear it.
And I'll make her play music you guys hate.
Yeah, like...
Guys,
like
I'm sitting trice. Right here.
You're not a machine, Zane. You're a human person.
Yeah, sure.
Yes. A human.
I definitely am one of those. Me, Zane.
Now ingest sandwiches
from my
compartment.
My compartment.
He's crazy. Anyway, I'm pretty sure we have a topic that was sent to us by a listener.
Uh-oh.
Zane had certainly pulled up earlier.
And it's real.
It is from Super Jesus.
Super Jesus!
What do you think Super Jesus... alter ego is like Superman is Clark Kent. What's
yeah.
Super Jesus?
Regular dude.
Nazareth Jones.
I was gonna go with Osama bin Laden.
What?
Well, who would you – the guy you least suspect. It's always the guy you least suspect.
That was the first name that came to mind. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. You guys remember him?
I mean
– he was famous in the 2000s.
For something. He did something.
He went swimming in the ocean, like, towards the end.
Prove it. Prove it.
Okay. All right, Alex Jones. Wrong podcast.
Sorry.
I'm just asking the question. So what did Osama bin Laden say we should talk about?
Good question, Sean.
We're really winning them over tonight.
Our fan, who writes in quite a bit, actually, Super Jesus.
I gave away his alter ego.
Yeah, fucking.
How people always want books adapted into movies and TV shows and always talk about books that should be made into visual media?
Uh-huh.
What books shouldn't be made into new media, either because they're bad or they're so good that they'd be messed up or whatever else?
The Bible. The King James Version of the Bible should never be a movie.
It should never.
No matter how many fucking times they try, yeah. It sucks.
Well, did you watch the Moses? I mean, not Moses.
Noah.
Did you watch Noah?
No.
Is that what that movie was actually called?
Yes.
Like a live action
version? With Russell Crowe. Yeah.
It's, oh, right. No, I didn't watch it. I forgot his face.
Yeah, what's his name? I want to say Terrence Winter.
It's not Terrence Malick? No, it's Requiem for a Dream.
Darren Aronofsky.
That one.
Ugh. There's a lot.
Didn't he do Pi, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's his first movie ever made. Great. He did The Wrestler. Did you like that? I watched it with my ex-girlfriend's mom. That was fun.
I got through about 20 minutes of that movie before I had to turn it off. I feel like maybe I haven't given them enough of a chance, but I feel like watching Darren Aronofsky's movies.
I said it too.
Thank you. Is literally like watching someone else's headache. Like it's just
you got to be in a mood.
Yeah,
you got to be in like a I don't.
So I did not see his Noah movie.
I didn't see it. Either.
Did you?
I saw it. It's stupid.
Hermione's in it, right?
Hermione is in it.
Yeah,
and Russell Crowe.
And, like, a bunch of CG animals?
There's, a cool scene where he's, like, telling us, like, the story about, like, creation from, like, what Noah would tell the creation story about. It's real trippy. And it's, like, a time-lapse, like Terrence Malick-y, mm-hmm. Like dinosaurs, like, okay. Show up and, like, they do that. That's right. The best part of the movie. That happens one time. The rest of the movie is, like, terrible because the story of Noah is bullshit. All right, boring.
So the Bible's off the table.
Bible's off the table. I mean, other than that, though...
No, there's a lot of books that should not be made in the
every
movies.
Book.
including some that already have been made in.
Yeah, I didn't want to. I didn't want to bring it up.
Like Mars Needs Moms, the Berkeley Breathes children's story. It's Berkeley Breathes. He's the guy that did Bloom County and is doing Bloom County again.
Oh, that movie looks weird.
The book is weird. It's actually it's a cute story. It's about a little boy who this is the book. He has a fight with his mom, and she sends him to bed without dinner. And
oh, so she's a child abuser.
So when he goes to bed, he yells back like, "I don't know why we need moms. Mom's pretty terrible." And then he falls asleep. And in the night, the Martians come and kidnap her.
Uh-huh.
And take her far, far away to Mars, and he sees it and jumps like on the rocket ship as it's leaving Earth, and it's cute. It's a really cute story about like how Mars needs moms because they don't have moms, so they need somebody to drive them to soccer practice.
Mars.
and then like he doesn't have a space helmet, so the mom gives him her space helmet.
Okay,
and. She basically dies, and then the Martians bring her back to Earth, and he wakes up the next morning, and we don't know whether or not it actually happened, or if she's okay. And it's a really cute story.
Well, now I don't need to see the movie.
The movie is nothing like it.
Is it out already?
It's like 10 years old.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is it that old already?
I have a tendency to hyperbole these things, so maybe not you? That old.
Yeah. No.
Thanks, guys.
No, I do.
No, it's true. So I feel like that's one that didn't need to get made. 2011.
Oh my God.
So that's 7 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you round up, it's 10.
Yep.
If you go ahead, Josh.
I kind of don't, I'm like nervous about Are they doing the show for The Name of the Wind? Is it a show or is it movies? I'm nervous about it.
I'm nervous about it too.
I'm a little nervous about it too, even though they've got a lot of talent attached
to
it.
Yeah, I know. I know you like Hamilton and like all that, and like I'm not like putting down Hamilton.
No, I get it.
But I'm like kind of nervous that it's going to be like real like wink and naughty, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where they're like, he's playing the music now, and it's like,
I'm not looking forward to like musical numbers.
Yes,
I'm worried that the music won't be integrated well because I deeply, deeply loathe musicals.
Yes. Thank you, Zane. Yes,
I am worried. Like, there is a really beautiful way to like weave the music through the story, and there is a really hammy musical way to insert it in there, and I'm worried that it will.
As a counterpoint, and I know this isn't going to, the initial thing I'm going to say about it isn't going to necessarily make you feel better about it, but
I have made my decision.
Lin-Manuel Miranda certainly did write, produce, and star in Hamilton.
Yes.
But he also wrote the score and the songs for Moana, the Disney movie, which is a musical, and it's a Disney movie. Musical numbers, and it's a Disney musical. But in the pantheon of Disney musicals, it is...
Zane's shaking her
it's
head.
It's handled... It's she's not even... She hasn't heard the point, and she's shaking her
she
head.
She knows the point.
It's the music is handled now. In a better way than in, say, even Mulan, or like even more recent, like Frozen.
To me and Zane, though, that's like saying, like, yeah, but this is like... better musical. And to me it's like, I don't want it to be a musical.
I don't want it to be a musical.
I don't think it's going to be a musical. I think that he's like,
I think the only reason to bring him
is
on
to make it a musical. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
I think the reason you bring him on is that he can take a huge work and make it into visual media.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. What? I don't think The Joy of Cooking would make a very good movie, guys.
Wait, wasn't that book that, oh, didn't that Julia Child's book, like, that was a movie? And like,
no, it was the
Julie and Julia,
and it was a woman's attempt to cook. to do a year of cooking like Julia Child,
and then she'd also divorce her husband.
It also destroyed her marriage, or her marriage was already being destroyed. So the story, like, was, hey, let me write my biography about how my marriage is falling apart. Maybe I could attach a famous person's name to it.
That seems like what it was.
Yeah,
but then Julia Child is in it as herself. Wait, no, Diane Lane is
no.
What's her name?
Go ahead.
She's in everything.
Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep.
That's the one. Diane Lane, Meryl Streep.
It's definitely
Diane
Lane.
Oh, I love Diane Lane. So does Liev Schreiber.
Oh, is that that now?
Yeah.
They got that going on now?
Here's another thing that can never be made into a movie.
Ready Player One. Oh, whoops.
I was going to say the Dark Tower series.
Yes. I think we saw the...
what happens when you try to do that?
I think that show is still happening.
God, I hope not.
I read a thing, like, probably, I think it was...
there's going
to be
show?
Amazon.
Well, the idea was they were going to, like, the movie was going to be the jumping off point to make a show.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think they're still planning on doing it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got a lot of holes to fill in, because God knows everything in that movie is like, what the fuck is happening?
And not only that, but also, like, isn't this exactly the opposite of everything you fucking read in that book?
That kid in that movie is terrible, also.
You saw it finally?
I saw The Dark Tower.
Yeah,
I watched it. It's literally, like, an hour and a half long, and I was like... All right.
Yeah.
I was like, sure. I, like, pieced together that some things are things. And then I was, like, on Wikipedia half the time. And I was like, okay, what's this crap? Like, what does this stuff do?
Yeah.
And I was like, this sounds way better on Wikipedia than the movie I'm watching.
You know what car should never be made into a movie?
An El Camino.
The Geo Storm.
Go
your car.
On.
Your
my
movie car.
Yeah, my movie car. Don't watch that movie, you guys. It's terrible.
Was that Gerard Butler is the scientist. That's all you need to know.
Dude, it's like
Denise, President Andy Garcia.
Denise Richards as the nuclear physicist. Right? I knew we were in for a good Bond movie. A good Bond movie. This Bond movie sucks. It's unbelievable. Lasers on the moon. Pah! You know what they need to do? A Bond musical.
I wouldn't say it.
Nah. Do you like Bond movies?
I throw out the bathwater with the baby.
Babies need bathwater on Mars.
I like some Bond movies, yeah.
I liked
I liked the
poker one.
I liked the Roger Moore ones because when I was a kid, they would play them on HBO.
And yeah, like they did used to play
like
them.
That's what I came up with, like A View to a Kill.
Those were super crazy movies.
They're out of control. Unreal.
I remember we had them on tape, and I'd be like, all right, which one is this one? Is this the one with the car that goes underwater?
The skis with the machine guns.
The machine gun skis. Oh, my fucking God.
I like the first Daniel Craig one.
Yeah, that's
the
Casino Royale.
The parkour opening.
Yes, right? Cool as shit.
Yeah, like that ropes you in.
Yeah. Gemma Arterton's in the second one. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And the one where Dame Judi Dench gets whacked is pretty good
too. That's a good one. Yeah.
Sounds like a spoiler.
The movie's like 15 years old, so I think we're okay.
It's also 15 years long. That movie's like 5 hours long.
What's that one called?
Skyfall.
Skyfall. I haven't seen the one yet with Colonel Hans Landa.
It's not great. It's not good. Just watch the Quentin Tarantino movie. All
right.
Despicable Me 8.
Despicable Me. No, he wasn't even in that movie. He was not in the Hateful
Eight. Well, he should have been.
Guys, what else should not be made in the movies? Because I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting.
I feel like everything that comes out.
Roll your fucking eyes some more, Zane.
Okay. Say some more shit.
All right, fine. Musicals are a fucking wonderful form of entertainment. How about that?
Some people.
Yeah.
To other people, it's torturous.
Secondhand embarrassment city is how I feel with musicals.
Completely awful and unnecessary. The only thing worse than musicals
is two musicals.
It's how much people
love musicals.
It's insane to me.
I'm going to say something that's going to really alienate one person here and maybe a lot of people on this podcast who listen to it. I think musicals make people feel smart. And because they're like, they're singing the stuff they're doing.
I thought you were going to have a better point than that.
I watered it down a bit.
That's your team right there.
I watered it down a bit.
Team non-musical right
because,
there.
Because
boiled down to,
because
it makes people feel smart.
It makes them feel like it's like, oh, I'm watching the thing that they're singing about. And like music usually is very ethereal.
All right, never mind. I don't want to get into
it. No, there's no, they don't sing here. In movies. They don't sing. They act. Like, actors.
Doesn't visual media make people feel smart because they don't have to sit down and actually read a thing?
Sometimes, but I think that there's, like, an art to films, obviously. I'm not saying that there's not an art to musicals, but I'm...
That's kind of what you were saying. If you weren't saying it, you were implying.
I'm saying it's more of, like, a more arcane art. Like a mime. Or juggling.
Super entertaining. Both art forms you just mentioned, super fucking entertaining.
Mimes.
Yeah, man. You don't like silent movies? You don't like an episode of Samurai Jack with no dialogue?
That's not a silent movie. There's sound and sound design.
Uh-huh.
Silent movies are blah, 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 blah.
You don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
Also, that soundtrack was not written for the movie. They came later.
Well, I didn't go to the Nickelodeon and see the first run of Steamboat Willie.
That's not a silent movie. That's
an
animated short.
Oh my God. With sound. Josh, what did you do?
I think we both did it, honestly. I think we both, Sam, you look really like you're in pain.
I am, honestly. I am super
doing a lot of heavy lifting here, guys. I've thrown out like 10 books.
I mean, I don't, I'm always skeptical. I'm like, my superposition is skepticism always about all the stuff.
I'm having trouble thinking of a specific book that I'm like, God, I hope they never touch that.
Right.
That's fair.
Well, I think you said it a couple weeks ago, Sean, one of the Neil Gaiman books, or a couple of them, maybe.
Neil Stevenson's books, I feel like, could be done, but they would have to be done...
Zodiac
is already a movie.
I love that book. I love Zodiac.
Do you like the movie? It's not about... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
It's not about the killer.
It's Neil Stevenson's first...
I was trying to do some heavy lifting.
Sorry. Keep going.
Man, this is when a family gets torn apart. Guys, let's hug each other.
No.
At a later date when we're not going to kill each other. So it's not the Zodiac Killer.
It is not.
Starring Robert Downey
Jr. It's not. It's about, like, environmental issues and... that makes it sound really boring, but it's like kind of a thriller, but it's not science fiction-y.
Okay.
Like in the normal way that Neil Stevenson is. It's science-y, but it's not science fiction-y.
Hard science fiction.
I was just talking about that yesterday. That's weird.
Is this like low and high fantasy?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I was just talking about this.
I feel like it's easier to distinguish like hard sci-fi and
It's like it can be. It's like the book
speculative fiction.
The book The Martian,
right,
is hard science. Fiction.
There's lots of science in it, like real science.
Seven Eves
is not
is spec fiction because the opening is the moon explodes,
right, which is like,
and then a lot of the science that happens after that is based on real science, but like
Star Trek science,
you have to, the jumping off point is a bit in the fantasy realm.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting,
because we all know the moon is a hologram, so how could it blow up? Thanks. True. Osama bin Laden.
Super Jesus.
I mean, I feel like I'm not chiming in because I'm having trouble like thinking of a book that I'm so protective of. Like, maybe... I don't think anyone would ever try it. Like, maybe, like, The Martian Chronicles?
Yeah, but they would try it, though.
I mean, they fucking did iRobot, which is, like, a series of short stories turned into an action movie.
I did not watch the new adaptation of Fahrenheit 451.
Oh, I didn't see that either.
I didn't see either.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
Who I like.
Yeah. Who I like, too, but...
Although for me,
with that, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch
adaptation.
I'm not a super big fan of that book anyway.
Yeah. He'll always be the skinny kid from The Wire to me.
I don't know. Did you guys not watch The Wire? No, sorry.
It's fine. We'll move on.
I hope they don't make The Wire into a book. Because then I really won't ever see it.
Now, I think I've said this on the show before. I want a John Wick graphic novel.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But not like... I don't want it to be
I'm surprised that doesn't exist already.
Not about John Wick. I want it to be about
the universe.
Like, yeah, like the guy who works in the Continental, the
guy from Lost, yeah.
He's also, by the way, he's also on The Wire.
He's in The Wire. I don't know what his actor's name is.
That's not what I'm asking. Who is he in Lost?
There's a lot of I don't know what his name is. He's that really tall black guy. He's a real skinny.
Mr. Echo?
Not Mr. Echo.
Oh. Love Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo gets smoked.
His real name is Lance Reddick.
Okay.
That guy?
Oh, that guy.
He's in lots of stuff.
Him on The Wire. Man, you guys gotta watch The Wire.
I know. It's like
everybody who's including me when I didn't see The Wire, and now I'm on the other side, and I'm that guy that's like, you gotta watch The Wire.
I know.
Anyway, I want to know, like, how do you get hired to go work at the Continental in, like, my John Wick graphic novel?
Yeah.
Like how do you
become... Like a slice of life John Wick novel? Like, that'd be really cool.
Like, what happens to that guy when he clocks out of the Continental and goes home? Like, I want that graphic novel. Like, it doesn't need to be a movie, but, like...
It's such a popular film. I'm really surprised that there aren't, like, graphic novels.
When I worked at Macmillan, I pitched it to an editor... who works with a lot of sci-fi guys. I was like, yo, I want this as a graphic novel. And what he said to me was like, apparently it's hard to get financial support from a big house behind something. John Wick, we think of it as commercially successful,
but
it was not as successful as it could have been, considering what they put into it.
Okay.
But he thinks, and he actually has pitched it, That he could probably do it like as a series of books.
Okay.
That would be cool.
Like novellas of the like what I'm describing.
Right.
Called like Don Wick.
In John Wick when the woman kills the guy in the hotel.
Yes.
And then they whack her in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, who are the guys that come along and kill her?
Who are the
those guys? What's their claim?
It's almost like this is gonna make it sound like I'm making fun of what you like, and I'm not, but it's almost like Wanted, like the whole structure, like in that movie Wanted, how they're like assassins, but there's like a code.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Assassin's Creed, where it's like, who's in control of like the Masons or like the assassin Illuminati, you know? And what it's I mean? Like, that stuff's interesting.
To me, it's like Mad Max Fury Road.
Uh-huh.
Like, so much of what happens in Mad Max is not explained.
Yeah,
like,
who killed the world?
Like
men.
It was men.
And then there was a series of comic books that they bound into a graphic novel that tell the story of, like, for example, the truck she drives. What's it called? The rig.
Yeah.
The
death truck.
Shit. What's it called?
Oh fuck, man.
But the front of the rig is lined with like baby doll heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there's an explanation of where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
The blade, there's an explanation of where that comes from.
Oh, that's cool.
God damn it. He says it in the beginning. He says, "She's taking my death murder truck rig.
That truck that's got stuff on.
Hey,
bring my truck. Ah, shit, my wife. What a bitch." Hey, my brother.
It's Ray Romano's.
It's just a war rig.
The war rig. The war rig. I couldn't think of war rig.
Death truck.
I had a rig.
Stupid us.
But there's a graphic novel
about I remember reading that. Yeah, I think you let me borrow that.
Anyway, that's it. We've covered all the books.
That's all the things.
You can't get turned it.
Ready Player One. Never making a movie. Even though the movie's better than the book.
Too late.
Somehow.
And the manual for my Chevy Traverse should not be a movie.
Chevy Traverse.
Things where you like stereo instructions.
Sean, how would you feel about, are they doing anything ever with Gentleman Bastards with Locke Lamora?
I mean, not that I know of. That doesn't mean it's not happening.
How would you feel about that?
It would have to be my wife and I talk about this from time to time.
You're married?
It's dependent on casting.
Mm.
Like, I don't really care so much about script. I don't really care so much about,
I don't even think that, like, the script would be that difficult to adapt into a film.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, you're right. Who could possibly
Who's Gene Tannen?
Yeah.
Like, Biff Tannen.
Yeah.
I could do, if I was picking and choosing from, like, the history of cinema and visual medium,
uh-huh.
I could cast that show.
Okay.
Like
dead people.
Have you ever seen the movie Oliver? It's a musical.
No, I haven't.
there's an actor in Oliver who would be perfect to play the thief maker.
Okay.
What's their name? I don't know if it's a he or a she.
His name is. It's escaping me at the moment. Really hard about it as I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Thinking. Vamping while you think. filling up this space.
I feel like it's
space.
Right there.
It's on the tip of your tongue.
It's coming.
His name, he died in 2015 at the age of 91.
Oh, so he was really young.
But his name was
That's a painting you're showing.
Ron Moody.
Ron Moody?
Yeah, but let me show you, Zane, since you read the book, let me show you a picture of him in Oliver. Like, that's the thief maker.
I guess.
Okay, again, so...
It's, yeah.
And
now,
therein,
that's like a whole other
therein
show.
Lies the rub of the
adapting
question.
Things.
Yes,
right, like,
that's the problem.
That's why, like, it has to be the perfect cast. I recently said to Paige that,
Who's your wife?
Thank you.
Not just like a page of paper.
That Gene Tannen could be played very well by... Oh, shit. Who did I say?
Paul Moody.
No, it was...
Ron Moody.
Does IMDb have this answer?
Alandra. I can't remember.
Alexander. The thing that I always worry about... I worry too much about, like, complaining or being trying to be like controlling, especially about casting choices, because I always think about the backlash when they
about what, Zane?
About the Hunger Games.
Oh yeah.
In the first Hunger Games movie, there's a character, a younger girl from another district that Katniss encounters in the game. And her name is Rue.
Yeah, that people freak
out. And Rue is like a really important character in the book. And that district is like a southern district.
Right.
And it's from like, and they do like farming and like orchards and stuff. Like that's like their trade down there or whatever. And basically like the author alludes to the fact that this is like a southern district. And they cast Rue as a black girl.
Yeah, and all the white southerners were like, but we're and white.
People fucking lost yeah. their minds because yeah. they didn't envision Rue as being black. And I always think about that particular, just that one particular instance where, like, your vision of what happens in the book and stuff is your vision. And that's kind of the magic that's, like, part of the art of reading,
right?
Right, mm-hmm. It's like you put these,
you get to see what mental you see pictures, it the way you see it,
right? It's you play it in your head, and that's the magic of reading. That's the art of it. It's that's what makes it such an incredible experience. And I think as a reader, and just as like a human being, when you see someone else's interpretation of a piece of art, or like, you know, this medium that you love or whatever, you have to be a little open minded. And so I always let go a little bit. Is obviously like, you know, it's steeped in other things, right? Racism. But,
Now?
In this day and age.
No. I'm pretty sure that's not a thing anymore.
It's not a thing anymore. Donald Trump said it's not a thing anymore. We're fixed.
There's good people on all sides, you guys.
But I always think about that particular anecdote, especially when I find myself complaining, like, well, that's not how I pictured that character.
Yeah.
Like, I always think about that casting of Rue, and I'm always like, be careful, because people are allowed to make these interpretations, and it's allowed to be different than what you thought it was.
And also with a movie, there's a million reasons why they could have picked that. Like, maybe that was just the better actor. You know what I mean? Like, there could be...
Well, also... basically everyone, not everyone, but like a lot of people from that district are black.
Right.
And I agree with that choice. Yeah. And like, you know, knowing a little bit more about the world and like the way that, you know, Pan Am is, you know, what used to be the United States of America. And like, you know, Katniss is from like Appalachia basically. And so, you know, like they're from a mining town. Like, she's from fucking like West Virginia. Okay. So, but like, I agree with all of that. And also I thought it was interesting. And also, I mean, I personally thought the girl who played Rue was fucking great.
Yeah.
And
good.
You know,
this reminds me of, so
it stirred up the emotions that it was supposed to stir up again, like sort of racism aside, but it's so easy to take it to an extreme. Like, that's not how I pictured it. How dare you? Like,
you take it personally.
And it's okay to go, you know what? I don't like that interpretation. The end. Walk away.
Well, that's,
like, and that's how I try. That's like, how I try to check myself. Is like, you know what? I don't like that. That's not how I envisioned it. Okay.
Right.
So like, I try to keep it in check.
John Scalzi. We've talked about John Scalzi before.
Yeah.
He's a science fiction author.
Yeah.
A good author. He just finished the second book of a series. It's called Head On, and the first book was called Lock In.
Mm-hmm.
And Lock In is about it's a near future where there are there's kind of like a, for lack of a better term, like what's it called in Ready Player One, the Matrix. There's a Matrix.
It's like
it really called the Matrix?
No, it's called the Oasis.
Okay. Yeah.
It's totally different.
Where like you can live visually
in the game,
and your brain can be uploaded to it.
Okay, right.
And there's a disease or a parasite, and they don't know exactly what it is.
That's cool.
That keeps people there. That paralyzes people's bodies, but their brains are still active.
Going.
And their brains are able to communicate via the Matrix or Oasis or
it's like Ghost in the Shell.
Exactly.
Warhammer.
And the the book is told through the point of view of one of these people, and the character's name is Chris. And Chris is locked in. They call it lock-in. Because you're trapped in your body, but your mind is still active.
Right.
And I remember being in a meeting when I still worked in my publishing job, where the editor of the book was launching the second book of the series. And the editor of the book was talking about a conversation he had with John Scalzi, where Scalzi said, "I'll bet you didn't even realize that Chris at no point in the book is given gender. At no point in the book is it discussed whether Chris is male, female, trans. It doesn't matter. It never comes up.
Oh, wow.
You put
on it
whatever you read into it." And the editor, the fucking editor of the book in the meeting went, he said what the conversation he had with Scalzi was, "You bastard."
Yeah.
Like, it is
brilliant,
so
right? To be able to do that.
Right?
That is brilliant.
Like, I was teleconferencing into the meeting, and I was like, "Wait a minute. I read that book. Shit, he's right."
You just saw
like,
it as a man.
In my brain,
you saw it as a man.
It's a detective book. I saw it as a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But, like, because there's no love interest, because there's no body,
and there's no
identification.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's brilliant writing.
Well,
so
that you can't
like,
make
like,
into a
like,
movie.
So, like, to your point, Zane, like, if they were to translate that into a movie,
how would you do
who
it?
Who do you cast?
Tilda
it
Swinton.
Doesn't Welcome back to episode 108 of Cracking the Spine. Josh is eating candy, and I'm Sean.
I'm Zane.
It's an airhead. It takes forever.
Well, maybe you shouldn't have, you know, put a piece of fucking candy in your mouth when you're recording an audio podcast.
Dan gave it to me!
I don't see no Dan in here.
Then why don't I play drums?
I want to hear those sweet, sweet drums in the background soon. Unless Mom tells him to stop the party.
Like she did.
Okay.
It's not just me.
I swallowed my airheads. I can talk now. They're in my teeth, though. Ugh.
So anyway, what else shouldn't be turned into movies?
Yeah, tell us what shouldn't be.
You know what shouldn't be turned into a movie? Skyrim.
It should definitely not.
Because remember when they made World of Warcraft into a movie?
Yeah, World of Warcraft should not also
Skyrim
be turned
kind
into
of is a movie.
You could, out of all of them, you could probably do Skyrim.
No. I'm saying the way that it exists is already very cinematic.
Yes.
So nothing else
so
needs
don't need
to be
do
done
it.
To it.
It's right. It is the point. Most self-contained.
I'm backing Zane up on this one.
From my understanding of the Elder Scrolls world, it's the most self-contained story. So you could just have it. I'm
without having to.
You don't have
to
explain all
right.
that bullshit.
Yeah, but like the
and
problem
is there
who's,
is kind
who's
of they
the,
reference a lot of stuff though because
yeah.
like having not played
the
any
Empire
other Elder Scrolls
stuff, yeah.
game, I was like, the what crisis? The what?
Oblivion.
I know that now.
The Bolivian crisis.
Also, like I could watch the movie and be like, yo, where's the fucking where's the storyline about the chef?
Also, where's that good fucking armor? I would be like too caught up in
right
like.
Yo,
also,
why isn't he just selling all that shit for people?
Yeah, exactly.
Also, is it a he?
No.
Oh, I didn't play as a man.
I always play as
female. I always play as female, too.
Oh.
It's more interesting.
I love playing as, like, a super skinny, teeny, tiny female.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, you're so big and strong. And I'm like, you goddamn know it. I love it. I feel like it adds to, like, the magical qualities of things.
Do you ever forget to, like, put your armor back on and then, like... Someone be like, "You look cold." I'm like, "What are you talking,
what are you talking about?
You're in your fucking underwear.
Right? Exactly.
You're wearing like a helmet and some gauntlets."
Oh my god!
What are you doing running around without your
armor?
Is it really? Is it true?
Well, I don't usually. You play in first person. I usually.
Oh,
play,
yeah, I never. I play.
I usually
third,
play
yeah.
in third person.
I get sick if I play first. I throw up.
I can't keep track in third person, man.
I can't keep track in first person. I'm like, who's the fucking? Who's behind?
You
me?
Get used to the weird like angle. It's you get used to it.
Nah, I'm good.
I have to be backed out a certain amount because I don't
out,
like feeling
yeah.
like I'm looking
too
over their
far
shoulder.
Away.
I like
too,
looking
yeah.
at their back.
Yo, did you guys see the? This is completely not connected, but it just came to me. Did you see the extended trailer for the new the zombie video game that I love?
Death Last Road to Canada.
The Last of Us 2.
No.
Did you see the extended trailer?
No.
All right, we're going to watch it before we leave.
I didn't play the first one. Do I need to know about it?
No.
I think it's a fungus, isn't it?
Yes.
I knew that.
It's the cordyceps fungus that actually exists.
Oh, the one that grows out of brain, out of ant brains?
Yes. Yeah.
Like in that book.
Yes.
The Girl with All the Gifts.
That's exactly,
by
yeah.
M.R. Carey.
Correct. Did I make you read the prequel?
You mean Mr. Carey?
Fellside?
No, that's his follow-up.
That's his, oh, okay.
The Boy on the Bridge.
No, you told me about it, but I haven't read it.
Okay.
Is it like the Kandiru fish that swims up your pee hole?
No.
Facebook.
Twitter. Airheads.
I don't want to talk about that, Josh.
Reddit.
Reddit.
Emails.
That.
Go on the Reddit and talk to the Reddit and say, this is my opinion about this.
I gotta get back on that Reddit.
Yeah, man. It's been pretty quiet on there lately.
All right, I'll jump on.
Where's Mr. Peoples at?
He's probably waiting for us to respond.
Probably.
I responded to him.
I know. I didn't mean you, Zane. I was looking at Josh and I said us. I know you are. I lurk and I don't post
enough. I don't believe any of this.
Okay.
I'm on there shit posting about Josh.
Yeah, I do see that every now and then. I went on there the other day and there's some Zane hate on Josh and I was like, hold up. What did I say?
Wait up. Hold up.
Did I say something?
Mr. Lover? Like Prince said, you're a sexy mother.
This happened, by the way, you're describing it as like the other day. This was like two months ago that you did this. But
yeah, the other day.
Yeah, the other day.
Like in the past.
Well, that was another day.
What did I say? I said something like, Zane smells like pee or something.
I don't remember because it was a long time ago.
No, it was a thread where everybody was like, ooh, Josh is the best writer.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ugh.
For lack of
evidence. And I said, Zane smells like pee, and that's how you write. There it is. Boom.
All right.
A million copies of my book sold. Check out my autobiography, Why Does Zane Smell Like Pee?
I don't know.
You'll finish it any day now. All right, we'll talk more next week.
We love you.
Oh, we said it together.
Gross.
Check them out at your library.
Part time.